just to a T, and just laid them up that way, and then they took point. They didn't come from the pillow and made mortar out of clay and lime and put in these cracks. Made it our time, made it a good warm home.
How many windows? Do you remember how big was the house? How long and wide?
Well, I'd say most of them not over about 24 feet and maybe 12 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
And I'd say about two windows, two to three windows all the way in, one,
uh-huh.
and two doors, one on each side.
Uh-huh. Now, what did you have? Did you have glass on the windows all the time?
Yes.
Glass on the windows all the time?
Yeah, as far as I can remember, they had glass windows.
All right. And they was there a door in the front and the back?
Yeah.
Now, where did your mother do the cooking?
What we call the kitchen all the time.
Uh-huh.
And but they used the fireplace that you warmed by most a lot of, and cooked on it
uh-huh.
too.
Was the kitchen
and the living room was all together?
The kitchen and the living room was all. That's were there right. any other rooms besides that?
Oh yeah, we had a bedroom, and then Jenny had one or two bedrooms upstairs in this little house.
Oh, it was two.
It's about a store and a half what they kind of built all of them.
I see. So the living room and kitchen was in the front.
That's right.
And then and that was all just one room on the.
That's right.
And then upstairs there were
bedrooms.
How many bedrooms?
Generally about two.
Uh-huh.
On the most of these old log houses.
All right. Now
they cooked on the fireplace. There wasn't no such thing. I remember when there wasn't no such thing as a cook stove.
Tell me about the fireplace. Some of the parts of it, the way it was.
Well, they built it in chimney and then a fireplace to it out of rocks, and they had. Most of them had a piece of iron across the top of it, and they had hooks on that iron that they'd hang their pots on,
mm-hmm.
and to boil their dinners, that is, cooking meat and beans and vegetables of all kinds. They had bakers to bake their bread. They'd take a shovel and get hot embers out from them with their dog irons, put out on this hearth, put the baker on that, and then coals in under it, and then they put a lid on it, and they put coals on top of that lid, and that's the way they bake their bread.
I see. What was that, what did you call that part over the top of the fireplace?
The arch.
Yeah, that was the arch, but the part up on top, you can maybe put a lamp under or something.
Mantle.
Did you ever call anything else?
Cardboard.
Yeah. What did you call that bar over? Did that bar swing out in the fireplace?
Well, some of them did, and some didn't. Some of them seemed that stationary.
Mm-hmm. Was there a name for that?
Well, there was, but I forgot now what they did call it.
Did you ever remember a tramble?
No, I couldn't say about that.
You just call it a bar.
Yeah.
The bar. Now, and what about the part of the fireplace that came out on the floor?
You mean the hearth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the, what kind of stone was that made of?
Well, it was mostly big rocks. The ones that in my home down there was only taking three rocks to make the carpet. Okay.
And what did you make the mortar out of?
Lime and clay.
Uh-huh.
Burnt lime and clay.
I see. And when you were getting a fire started, what was that? What'd you call that big piece of wood you put in there?
That's log.
And then what'd you put in front of that?
Dog arms and fire. Four sticks, they call it four sticks.
That's what I was thinking about. And then the small small pieces of wood you used.
They called it kindling.
Uh-huh.
That is to build a fire with.
How did you, when you were just starting the fire, how would you get the fire started?